Extracts from recent testimonies. 1903. Extracts from recent testimonies relating to the work that Christians can do to advance the cause of present truth. From Review, September 10, 1903. The Need of an Awakened Church. Many are readily satisfied with offering the Lord trifling acts of service. Their Christianity is feeble. Christ gave himself for sinners. With what anxiety for the salvation of souls we should be filled as we see human beings perishing in sin. These souls have been bought at an infinite price. The death of the Son of God on Calvary's cross is the measure of their value. Day by day, they are deciding a question of life and death, deciding whether they will have eternal life or eternal death. And yet men and women professing to serve the Lord are content to occupy their time and attention with matters of little importance. They are content to be at variance with one another. If they were consecrated to the work of the Master, they would not be striving and contending like a family of unruly children. Every hand would be engaged in service. Everyone would be standing at his post of duty, working with heart and soul as a missionary of the cross of Christ. The Spirit of the Redeemer would abide in the hearts of the laborers, and works of righteousness would be wrought. The workers would carry with them into their service the prayers and sympathies of an awakened church. They would receive their directions from Christ and would find no time for contention or strife. Messages would come from lips touched by a live coal from the divine altar. Earnest, purified words would be spoken. Humble, broken-hearted intercessions would ascend to heaven. With one hand, the workers would take hold of Christ, while with the other, they would grasp sinners and draw them to the Savior. Work is what the churches need. They need an unreserved consecration to service. Jesus wept over the obduracy of Jerusalem. Whose hearts break today because of the peril of those in darkness? Who among those who have received such great light and such rich gifts mingle their tears with the tears of their Redeemer? A lesson from the parable of the 10 virgins. From unpublished MS, July 31st, 1903. LT 161, 1903. The signs of the times are fulfilling in our world, yet the churches generally are represented as slumbering. Shall we not take warning from the experiences of the foolish virgins, who when the call came, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him," found that they had no oil in their lamps. And while they went to buy oil, the bridegroom went into the marriage supper with the wise virgins, and the door was shut. When the foolish virgins reached the banqueting hall, they received an unexpected denial. The master of the feast declared, "I know you not." Matthew 25, verse 6 to 12. They were left standing without, in the empty street, in the blackness of the night. Preparing for the judgment. From unpublished MS, April 5, 1903. MS 21, 1903. Suppose that today Christ should appear in the clouds of heaven. Who of this congregation would be ready to meet him? Suppose that we should be translated into the kingdom of heaven just as we are. Would we be prepared to unite with the saints of God, to live in harmony with the royal family, the children of the heavenly King? What preparation have you made for the judgment? Have you made your peace with God? Are you laboring together with God? Are you seeking to help those around you, those who are ready to die, those in your home, in your neighborhood, who are not keeping the commandments of God? Open doors for service. From unpublished MS, May 1903. MS 57A, 1903. A thousand times more work for God might be accomplished if all his children would fully consecrate themselves to him, using their talents aright. If they would improve every opportunity for doing good, doors for service would be opened before them. They would be called to bear greater responsibilities. Let all ask of God, and they will receive wisdom to carry on his work under the ministration of the Holy Spirit. As they receive God's blessing, they will rejoice in the work. Suggestions to Workers. From Unpublished, MS, July 23, 1902. MS 106, 1902. The greatest help that can be given to the churches is to teach them to work for God and to depend on Him, not on the ministers. From Unpublished, MS, February 1, 1902. LT 22, 1902. Individual, constant, united efforts will bring the reward of success. Those who desire to do a great deal of good in our world must be willing to do it in God's way, by doing little things. He who wishes to reach the loftiest heights of achievement by doing something great and wonderful will fail of doing anything. Steady progress in a good work, the frequent repetition of one kind of faithful service, is of more value in God's sight than the doing of one great work, and wins for his children a good report, giving character to their efforts. Those who are true and faithful to their divinely appointed duties are not fitful, but steadfast in purpose, pressing their way through evil as well as good reports. They are instant, in season and out of season. The circulation of literature in our restaurants. From Unpublished Testimony, October 13, 1902. LT 157, 1902. Those who come to our restaurants should be supplied with reading matter. Leaflets treating on the lessons of Christ should be given them. The burden of supplying this reading matter should be shared by all our people. All who come should be given something to read. It may be that many will leave the tract unread, but one among those in whose hands you place it may be searching for light. He will read and study what you give him, and then, perhaps, will pass it on to others. Coming of the Lord, near. From Unpublished, MS, October 6, 1902. MS 118, 1902. Let us remember that the coming of the Lord is nearer than when we first believed. What a wonderful thought it is that the great controversy is nearing its end. In the great closing work, we shall meet with perplexities that we know not how to deal with. But let us not forget that the three great powers of heaven are working, that a divine hand is on the wheel, and that God will bring his purposes to pass. He will gather from the world a people who will serve him in righteousness. Determined efforts in view of the judgment. From Unpublished, MS, June 24, 1903. LT 115, 1903. The judgments of God are in our land. The Lord is soon to come. In fire and flood and earthquake, he is warning the inhabitants of this earth of his soon approach. Oh, that the people may know the time of their visitation. We have no time to lose. We must make more determined efforts to lead the people of the world to see that the day of judgment is at hand. Our understanding needs to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. We need to stand constantly in a humble, contrite attitude, but we may see the Lord's design and be prepared to make known his will from day to day, not only in word, but in deed. Oh, if our people would feel as they should the responsibility resting upon them to give the last message of mercy to the world, what a wonderful work would be done. We need the impartation of the Holy Spirit that we may realize how closely heavenly things are bound up with God's church on this earth. The circulation of our larger denominational books. From a leaflet dated December 6th, 1902. MS 157, 1902. Christ's object lessons is to live and do its appointed work, but not all the thought and effort of God's people is to be given to its circulation. The larger books should be sold everywhere. These books contain present truth for this time, truth that is to be proclaimed in all parts of the world. Nothing is to hinder their sale. From Unpublished, MS, August 29th, 1902. LT 137, 1902. The larger books contain present truth for this time, truth that is to be proclaimed in all parts of the world. Our canvassers are to circulate the books that give definite instruction regarding the testing messages that are to prepare a people to stand on the platform of eternal truth, holding aloft the banner on which is inscribed the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14, verse 12. I have been instructed that the canvassing work is to be revived. Our smaller books, with our pamphlets and journals, can and should be used in connection with our larger books. Strength to resist temptation gained by activity. From Review, November 11th, 1902. MS 126, 1902. Before his ascension, Jesus told his disciples not to depart from Jerusalem till they had received the promise of the Father. Ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence, he declared. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1, verse 5, 8. The day of Pentecost came. Great additions were made to the church. In one day, 5,000 were converted. The disciples began to think that they had a work to do in Jerusalem in shielding the members of the church from the snares of the enemy. They did not realize that strength to resist temptation is best gained by active service. They did not educate the new church members to become workers together with God in carrying the gospel to those who had not heard it. Instead, they were in danger of being satisfied with what had been accomplished. To scatter his representatives abroad, where they could work for others, the Lord permitted persecution to come upon his church. Stephen and several others died for their faith. Then the members of the church were scattered, and the gospel was proclaimed with power in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Verse 8. The need of studying the testimonies. From Unpublished, MS, July 15th, 1903. I have been impressed to call upon the members of our churches to study the last two volumes of Testimonies for the Church. When I was writing the instruction contained in these books, I felt the deep moving of the Spirit of God. They are full of precious matter. In the visions of the night, the Lord told me that the truth contained in these books must be brought before the members of our churches, because there are many who are indifferent in regard to the salvation of their souls.